keeping her eyes peeled for hexes, she took two steps forward and looked around for the others who had dropped from orbit with her. Master Satil was one of them. She didn't like knowing there was a Jedi loose she couldn't account for. The squad she'd been nominally part of had aimed for one of the most complex sections of the CI Center. From the air, the island as a whole resembled a giant hedge maze with long, winding buildings connected by thick cables and pipes. She had landed in what could have been an angular, steep-walled street, except there were no doors, windows, or pedwalks. The purpose of the buildings was unknown, but it was clear that the site was still under construction. One squad had targeted the machines responsible for expanding the structure, while the rest intended to strike at its heart, or what appeared to be its heart from orbit, at least. There were three possible locations, and she was in one of them. Above her, troopers rained from the sky like seed pods, dropping into their own droid-made little canyons. None appeared to be landing near her. She tried her suit's comlink, but both Darth Kratos and Master Satil were either off the air or being jammed. The former's stricken transport shone in the sky like a bright star, haloed with black smoke. It appeared to be coming right for her. She quickly decided that her landing spot was jinxed, lacking even hexes to kill. So picking a direction at random, she loped along the canyon, taking what cover she could in blurry edge shadows. She kept her unlit lightsaber in her hand. Discretion was the better part of valor, particularly on a planet of hexes programmed to kill Sith warriors on sight. If only, she thought as she had many times, there was some way to tap into that core programming and turn it to her advantage. It was entirely possible that Lima Zandrit had put a little more of herself in them than just her thoughts and prejudices. The biological component of every hex had to mean something, after all. If she could appeal to that something, make it listen to reason, her reason. Around a bend came a Republic trooper, swinging his gun back and forth and running lightly on his feet. Axe stepped back into the shadows. Better to run on her own, she decided, until she was sure what lay ahead of her. She didn't want anyone getting in the way at a critical moment. As the trooper went by, she noticed a strange thing. The air was literally shimmering before her eyes. At first she thought it was something to do with her sight being interfered with, perhaps. But then she realized that the distortions came from the air itself. It was hot. Kneeling down and touching the ground, she could feel the heat even through her gloves. All around the CI complex was lava, so that made sense, she supposed. Something dropped soundlessly behind her. She was up with lightsaber lit in an instant.
"Impressive reflexes," said Master Satil,
to all appearances unconcerned by the possibility that Axe might have cut her in half. She hadn't even activated her own lightsaber.
"Your peripheral vision could use some work, though. I've been on your tail ever since you landed." "Well, that's a productive way to spend your time."
Axe lowered her weapon to her side.
"It didn't occur to you to do something about the mission, I suppose?"
"I'm the first to admit that I've got a lot on my mind,"
the Jedi smiled.
"But not that much. Take off your helmet and tell me what you hear."
"But..."
"It's hot," she was about to say. Then she noticed that Master Satil was sweating inside her own helmet. Clearly she had done exactly as she asked Axe to do. And if she survived, so could Axe.
"All right,"
she said, triggering her neck seals. The helmet hissed,